Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Dutella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sweet Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about what makes a good land internet posting.
I have a good list here.
I will tell you the single best and most important thing about a good land internet posting is posting it.
Is it exists? That's step one.
Maybe people buy property and they forget about the sales part.
Yep.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're a Land Academy member, please join Discord. It's becoming an irreplaceable, essential tool, in my opinion, for being a Land Academy member.
It's funny that, though, I was talking to somebody about this recently, about posting property, and you know, you can't sell it if no one knows it's for sale.
Yep.
And then number one, and number two, I was mentioning using Discord as a way to get some quick feedback. If you want some feedback on your posting, throw it on Discord, and everybody will. I said, you put it on Discord and show what you've got going on there. Trust me, you'll get 10 responses really fast about that's good, change this, you know, whatever it is. You priced it wrong, or, you know, whatever you need, that because everybody's so good on there.
So. Yep.
Okay, Andy wrote, I understand that it means things can be built on it, but is this a legal designation or does it have something to do with soil, utilities, slope? Is there a good way to check for this and to get a good yes or no? Or is this something that is more of a gray area and it depends on the buyer's plan for the property? Thanks. Any advice is appreciated. Thanks, y'all.
So this, I failed to put the title of the posting in. What Andy's asking is, what is the definition of buildable?
Ah.
And right. So he goes on to say what Jill just said. I understand that it means things can be built on it, but is this a legal designation? So this has long been a misunderstood phrase. Is it buildable? This is what buildable means. It's not a legal designation. What it means is this. In its current state, and I mean grading and everything, when you walk straight up and stand on the property, you can either start construction that day from a site-built, stick-built house or structure, or you can put a mobile home on it, which means this. Almost all property, almost without exception, it's not buildable in its current state. Stuff has to happen, whether it's grading or checking to see if utilities are available or creating utilities. In a lot of cases, you do a septic and a well situation.
Zoning.
So I see a lot of new people, and when I was new, yeah. I did this, and my lawyer called me and said, you need to stop this right now. In fact, our teenager who's selling property online right now, I just saw this happen. He said, buildable lot in XYZ city. And it's not buildable at all. You should never use that phrase.
Right.
You should say things like, this is timely too. This is actually good for this posting, for this episode. In your internet posting, you just don't want to use the word buildable. You probably can say, look, it probably needs, in my opinion, it needs this, this, or this, and this to make this property buildable. Mm-hmm. And it's very close. It maybe just needs grading. Jill and I just bought a piece of property that all it needs is grading for it to be buildable.
What we do in our postings, and it's like on our, like on Landpin and everything, it says time limit to build, which is usually none, but you can talk about that.
Yeah.
So they know that and you can talk about what's allowed there per the zoning. Like maybe it allows mobiles, maybe allows RVs. It doesn't mean that you could roll it right up and park there. You have to do, it's allowed, but they do need to do their research as far as how long and what kind. It might only allow single wide, or it might double wide, or it has to be on this kind of foundation, not on wheels. There's all kinds of different things.
There's out west here, there's property that's called entitled property, which I'll explain in a second, and then there's buildable. So where you see buildable lots all the time is when a huge company, like let's say Shea Homes or Toll Brothers, goes and buys a large tract of farmland. And they go in, they put the roads in, the utilities, and they entitle the property. Before they do that, put roads in, literally pave the roads, put fire hydrants in and utilities. Now including internet. And then sometimes what they'll do to recoup the costs is they'll take a section of those lots that are truly buildable, like drive right up and build it with curbs and stuff. And they'll sell them to another vertical developer just to recoup the initial cost of that infrastructure.
Right.
That's very common out west.
Exactly.
That's what buildable is. It's not this Thank recreation you. Property or agricultural property that almost all of us buy constantly. Cool. Today's topic, what makes a good internet posting? This is why you're listening.
I have a list.
Yeah.
Tell me when you
want
it.
This is kind of your topic.
Okay. Here's my list, and we'll, I know it's going to expand as we go here. Number one, I'm going to talk about there's a couple of things. One of the top things is a captivating title. I was thinking about a car. Say you're shopping for a car. You kind of know the make and model that you want the car. Your ad needs to not just say, beautiful sedan, green. Seriously. I don't know what that is. And I'm pretty sure I know what kind of car I want going into it, right? So you need to kind of be a little more descriptive. So you want to do something like, your captivating title has to say, I would love to have something about the location, something about the size, and then something about an attribute. Like if you said, 1964 Stingray, one owner, now you got my attention. That's what I'm looking for.
Now I want to click on it.
Right? Because if that's what you're looking for, now you know. So just think of that with a property, 10 acres, 10 acres, 10 minutes from Nashville, and, treed lot or something like that. Now you've got my attention. I know what I'm getting. I know I'm looking for something that big. If I'm looking for an infill lot, I'm going to move on. I don't want 10 acres, but if I want some big space, I know I'm going to click on that. So that's the start of it. You also need to have really good pictures. So along with the title, because I'm going to go down and look at the title. I don't know about you, but I look at the title and then the pictures, how I do it.
Me too.
And they have to be really good, like on Craigslist. I'm going down looking at the title for the car that I want. I don't search for photos. I search for the year of the car, the make of the car, the miles of the car, clean title, stuff like that. So you're kind of thinking that people are probably doing that with land too. They're zooming in on an area. They're putting in a size of what they want to buy, between 2 and 5 acres or 5 and 10 acres or whatever it is. They put in the zip code or something about that area. Now yours is going to pop up. So they need to say, oh, this all hits what I want. And then when you have awesome photos with the blue sky and white pretty clouds maybe and showing the trees, like, wow, imagine. Look at the lake right by there. Isn't that beautiful? So you want to have good pictures and spend extra money if it's worthy of it for a drone.
It is. Almost always worth it.
Good, a good drone shot, because a lot of these photographers out there are drone pilots too. You can find those guys easy, or vice versa. You can find a drone pilot that can take pictures. So they'll do both for a really good price. In the description,
I'm going to comment as you go.
Okay, cool.
On pictures. Mm-hmm. Don't use stock photos. And I mean
the ones. Not anymore.
I mean stock photos that are like.
On Google Earth?
Google Earth is not so bad if the permissions are correct. What I mean is stock photos about downtown Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
If your property's 25 miles out of Clark County, that's a huge turnoff.
Yeah.
But, the best case is always to take your own pictures or have somebody go out there and take your own pictures on a good day.
Right.
If they go out there on a terrible day and they don't know what they're doing, it's not going to work. I always, when I shoot my own pictures, I shoot them from the ground. I put the camera right on the ground and shoot through the flowers and stuff like that. And try to always be looking up. Hopefully there's mountains or something to look up at, like trees or whatever. The best case, though, is to have a video. But if you have north-facing, south-facing, east- and west-facing pictures, that's the best-case scenario. And if you can do a video and narrate your way through you as the owner, if you go to Landio.com, he's a member. He's been a member for years and years, extremely successful. Mm-hmm. He came to us as a marketer, so... I actually learned about a lot of things about marketing from Tori Watson is his name. And so check that out. But I've subscribed to the keyhole method of writing a description or posting property. So you want a title and then a subtitle. And then, like Jill said, pictures or videos or maps, tons of maps if you can. They're really easy to do online with graphics. So the title should say something like 42 pristine acres just south of Las Vegas, perfect for the ranch that you've always wanted. And then a subtitle would be, you'd be an idiot not to click on this and check it out because it's incredibly, there's incredible value. So you want what it is, then you got to click on it. And then you need to, as soon as you click on it and it and you're open it, it's open, you want those pictures to be absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Why? Because now you want your buyer, potential buyer, to scroll down and start reading the details of it and the description and the story that you're going to tell about, mm-hmm. you know, how you're great at this and the property is fantastic and you don't see these kinds of deals every day and we don't expect it to last very long.
Right. I would say, and in the details, put everything. You want to put everything that you know, and you don't have to dig that deep, by the way. I want you to put, like, go to Landpin. If you're a member, look on Landpin. If you're not a member, look on Landpin. We pretty much spelled it out what you need as far as the, you know, the zoning, the elevation, the terrain, what the access is like, tax information, maybe phone numbers so they can call the county if yep. they have some questions. Don't be that person. You want them to do that work for you. So you want it, and then what I tell people is, if you're new and you forget something, you get the same phone calls 10 times asking what are the annual taxes because you only put in no taxes are due, but they all want to know what the annual taxes are, then go back and add the annual taxes if you get enough phone calls. Because you don't want all these people calling you, asking you the same question over and over again. That's not the goal here. The goal is to get them to call you when they're ready to pay. That's the whole point here. And then I want you to also, a thing that's really important is describe the process, the checkout process, and make there a way that they can lock up the property. You want to have, even if it's a down, they can either full price pay it online or have a down payment
with the
or
credit
something
card.
That they can lock it in and
that's
know
right.
that, because you want them at, you know, they're, whatever it is, it's Sunday night, they're getting ready to go to work the next day, they hate their, where they're living, they hate their commute, they hate their drive, and they're like, we're doing this, baby. And they're going to lock it in and Sunday night put a credit card down and Monday morning go, oh, I can't wait. Now the mm-hmm. clock's ticking. I don't have to do this forever.
That's right.
Because we're buying that property. I love that. What else do you want to think about?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Jill's, the posting, you know, and also in a perfect world, you would, whatever closing package you're going to provide, mm-hmm. whether it's through title or if you're self-closing or self-selling, it's always a good idea to put a download of a PDF of an example package that they're going to receive.
That's nice.
And explain the process and how it's going to go and how long it's going to take and what it's going to cost. Mm-hmm. You know, you do not want, you want every single conceivable question to be answered
right.
in that posting. And you want, you're attracting the person, type of person that's going to check out. You're not attracting the type of person. If I had a nickel for every time somebody said, can I park my RV on this land?
Right.
I'd have a lot of nickels. I hate that question.
I am.
You know why? Because I don't know the answer.
So, well, if you do know, put it in the posting.
The answer is call the county yeah. and ask them.
Right.
Do your own research. If someone's called right. the county, they call planning and zoning, they figure some stuff out, and then they call you to say, how do I check out or how do I do this? That's the kind of person that you're looking for.
Right.
You know, we've all posted stuff online. This makes me nuts.
Yeah.
We've all posted stuff online, like just to clean out the garage.
Yeah.
And how many times do you get this question? Is it still available?
Right.
What is that?
I know, isn't that funny? I love the people that on Craigslist say, if you see this, it's still available.
Why would somebody do that? Why would somebody say, is this land still available? I don't know if they're just opening the dialogue or I think they're talking to themselves.
I know.
More than anything.
That's funny. I love really how you just ask these rhetorical questions like, I know.
Well, I think, you know, sometimes you have the answers to why people are idiots.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why are people idiots? I don't know.
Nope, it's funny.
But they are idiots.
But, and just keep tweaking it and put it everywhere. A good posting is also not in one place. It's all over the place. Share it on every social media thing that possible with links so they can get back to your website so they can check out. And I'm trying to think what else. Oh, and put it in groups. I was talking about this too with somebody. Not just putting it on Facebook. If you've got this, you know, wonderful hunting property,
yeah.
2 hours outside of Nashville.
Perfect.
You should be researching and finding the groups of the hunters that are all in Nashville that would want this and put it in front of them, all the hunting Facebook pages. And then also, if you really want to take a step further, and it's not a lot of money, you could do paid advertising for people that are within a couple hour drive or something like that to the property and get it in front of them.
So what Jill's describing is actually selling the property.
Right.
the vast majority of people, and this is because we've this has been burned into our brain since we were young kids watching our parents buy and sell a house. They just put it on the MLS, and then that's it. They're done.
Right.
What Jill's talking about is actually going out and selling the property, right, which is the vast majority of the time. You'll sell it within 2 weeks. If you get up in the morning, go out into Facebook groups, start hammering the heck out of it. You've got a great posting, great pictures, and you have a place on the internet where they can go back to, because all this social media, you're driving them back to a link or a site that you have where they can check out. Even if it's with a down payment or the full price of the property. If you do this right, you're going to make some money.
Yep. I agree. And that's what's important here. Happy you could join us today. Monday through Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called 5 Land Investing Tools That Jill and I Cannot Live Without. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You know, it's funny.
I took a survey.
I know. Our people did that.
Yeah.
Oh, you took, I did hear that. I heard you took the survey.
I did.
And I heard what one of yours was, and it was very sweet. They called to tell me.
Did they really?
Isn't that nice? They're like, you're not going to believe this. Stephen took the survey, and guess what he said? So you
the survey was, if you're a Land Academy member, what are the 3 tools you cannot live without? And I answered it in 13 seconds. Jill DeWitt, Aaron Spence, who's our director of everything. I don't know what the third one is. Oh, Excel.
Oh, that was so cool. I love it. Yep, that's great. Hey, if you're interested in learning more about us or what we do, please check out landacademy.com or houseacademy.com. We provide the education, tools, and support you need to be flipping property like the pros.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.